for?
Yes.
Concerned, yes.
What about this marijuana thing?
Well, we're going to propose a local law to opt out tonight. Then we are going to hold a public hearing on December 22nd, and then we'll make a decision at that time.
I see. All right. The other thing, too, is I could be mistaken, but I thought at one of the meetings we mentioned that all the meetings, what went on at the meeting would be in here.
Oh, online.
Online it is?
It would be, yeah, they would be, all the, everything that we have up here.
I mean.
Is online.
Yeah, well, somebody's concerned, is that being put online, too?
No, not the concerns.
Why not?
The minutes don't, they're not verbatim, they're just what everything.
I mean, when people come here and they have a concern, I think the public out there should know.
To record it.
What the concern was. I see that on other village meetings and stuff like that.
It's recorded right there. Nick, it's on the website.
It does get put on the website.
Yeah, that recording does, so anything we're saying right now.
All right, I didn't realize that, that's what I'm asking.
Your concern will be registered.
Yep, you can play it back to listen to it.
And if any time you want a packet for the meeting, I always keep them in the office. So I can always make you a copy. The packet itself, we just.
No, but it's on the internet, is it?
Is on the internet, like the whole packet.
Anything else, John?
That's it. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Entertain a motion to approve the October minutes.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Yes.
Second by Julia. Questions, deletions, alterations?
They're actually the November minutes.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they are. It says October on my thing here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Make that the November minutes.
Alrighty.
All right, so motion by Guy, second by Julia to accept the November minutes. Questions, deletions, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Approve the treasurer's report for November. Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Dump truck auction update.
It's been relisted on the auction site since we rejected the bid. And when it's done on the 21st, if we don't get what we want, then we can put it in the paper. You can't run the two together like that.
Okay.
But
is the dump truck sold?
We didn't accept the bid.
The answer is no.
No.
Really? And the reason being?
The best bid we got was how much?
It was 23.5, I think.
23.1, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
And so we declined to accept that, and we relisted it.
We're trying to get more.
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'll be worth about 35.
We're hoping. Hoping
to get the sounds of people I talked about vehicles, it's gets worth more every day.
The biggest thing is they don't have to mix that other stuff with the diesel fuel. People love that.
Yeah.
That item. You know, now you got to mix that additive with the fuel.
Yeah, for the winter mix.
And they hate it.
Yeah. All right. Urswana service agreement renewal. All right, Charlie, let's talk about that.
Okay. What would you like to know?
It's just a yearly.
So right now it's just a yearly.
Okay, so this is just the year Swama, yeah. 60 or 80 something hundred, was it?
No, I thought it was like 6,000 something.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, our share.
Yeah, I think it was close to, I think it was six.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just a remain in our Swama member. And they will continue to provide the same services that they have in the past, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that wasn't the one I thought it was anyway.
No.
I see 8903, 8930. Plus they added two together.
I think that was, there was two charges on that invoice.
Yeah, normally it's only around, $56,000.
Yeah, it used to be around $66,000, yeah. I guess there are two of them, 1383 and 89. The numbers are even. Yeah, 4,000 for that one. Capita share, 6631. Got the tipping fee on it, I guess. Okay. That hasn't gone up that much. I think it was like 6,500 5 years ago. All right. Any questions on this renewal agreement? Entertain a motion to renew the service agreement with Urswama.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. County Waste Refuge Pickup Change. That's what we want to talk about.
Yes. I talked to Matt, and he brought up that because of the labor shortage with County Waste, they would like, can we bring up that with the change of the vehicles too?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever they're asking for.
County Waste is proposing, well, they're not proposing, they're letting everyone know that effective in January that they're going to be going to a smaller vehicle with an arm due to the labor shortage. Pretty much due to the labor shortage. They can't get enough people to pick up the refuge. That's one thing. And the second issue is County Waste would like, because of the smaller vehicles, that it would be in step with the rest of their pickups, and they'd like to see the village change the refuge date for pickup from Tuesday to Thursday, and County Waste would inform everybody in the village that would happen, and that would also take effect in January 2022. So the rest of the municipalities in the area within Urswama, I guess they're all being changed, except for the ones that have their waste disposal sites. They're all going to Thursdays. So
they're not reducing the scope of services. I mean, we're in a contract, right? We're in the middle of a contract.
And they know
no, we're just renewing.
No, it's in. I think it was on the last page that pickup dates would be Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay, so, existing contract? Or
this is a brand new contract that takes effect January 1.
And you've already approved it?
We've already approved it and we've signed it. So here's the deal. In the contract, we spec'd out that pickup day was Tuesday.
Right.
And if you would like to choose another day, then give us a price to go to a different day. If this is what you would like to do. Mm-hmm. They did not do that.
So have they signed a contract? Do we have a contract?
As far as I know, we have a contract, right?
So they're asking us to change.
Just to change the date.
Right.
To change the date.
So they have to, that's a negotiable item.
Okay.
Yeah, the day doesn't change until we all agree it changes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's.
What about the service? Can they change the way they're doing the service?
No, as far as the, from the
from
current.
From the regular pickup to the arm?
No, there, that's, that is gonna happen with the arm. County Waste is already.
Are they reducing it from two drivers to one driver? Is that what they're doing?
Exactly.
So they got a machine.
Well, they have like three or four people on their trucks.
Exactly, and they can't get enough help.
So they're doing smaller, but with the arm to.
Yes.
Dump the truck.
The dump loads, which is fine, but when they first brought it up, it was brought up that, you know, we had to make sure every, I mean, our streets are, we have parking on the streets. You know, so it's not gonna be an easy thing when there's cars parked down the street for a truck to get up there, pick up a dump, pick up a can and dump it without the guy having to get out and move it so that he can get the arm in between cars if there happens to be somebody parked there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they were originally through third persons, of course. Now this isn't, you know, I didn't talk to them, but they were saying that, you know, we would be responsible to make sure that those cans were in a proper location that they could be picked up, and if they weren't, then they weren't gonna pick them up, and if there was any damage done, if they hit a car or something, that, you know, wouldn't be their responsibility, you know, forget that.
I didn't hear that.
I think when winter coming out and all the snowbanks, it's gonna be fun.
Yep.
So it's already that way, right? In other words, it's a village. You got cars on the street.
Correct.
So they got guys that go through on the crews, hustle,
yep,
bring the stuff out to the trucks.
Correct.
And now they're saying, we're just gonna have an arm.
Right.
And it's under the category of our problem, or?
Well, it's not our problem.
No, that's what I'm saying, but that seems to be the subtext here.
So, you know, so it's comes down to, I mean, and, you know, and I mean, Matt and Chuck, Charlie have reviewed the contract, and I'm sure you've seen it too, but I don't think that there's anything in there that says, you know, how they pick it up, only that they pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, so if they want to use a smaller vehicle with an arm, an auto loader, they certainly can do that. But it's not our responsibility, I feel it's not our responsibility to make sure that everything is out there so that they can just come along and go boop, 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 boop. You know, they can use the truck, but they got to do what they got to do to pick up the trash. And if they miss the trash, then you know, they got to come back and get it.
You better go on vacation, Missy.
So maybe the driver has to go out in front of the, when he hits a block, go out and drag everything out so it's there, pick it up, put it back, or whatever. I don't know. They're just, they're gonna have one person in each crew, that's
it. I don't know.
Excuse me, as far as I know, they're just gonna have the driver.
Yep, that's what I was told too.
They're not gonna have the two people that are on the back, or a second person. Now they might, and I'm only making this assumption, they might, for maybe the first couple of weeks, just to make sure that even though they're smaller vehicles, they can get up in the areas or some of the streets where Bob was talking about as far as people parking their vehicles.
But wouldn't a smaller vehicle be easier than those big old things?
Oh yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem.
I think the biggest thing right now is, for discussion is, you know, do we want to change the date from Tuesday to Thursday?
How much is it going to save us? That's what I say.
With all the traffic out.
Yeah, it's saving them a lot of money. They don't have to have guys on the truck anymore.
It's a negotiable item. The day is Tuesday until we agree otherwise.
Have they sent you a formal proposal, or is this just sort of as a letter, or is this
I'll have to talk to Matt.
Charlie's been working with Matt on it. Matt handled the bids, so.
As long as we got it. And that contract was, what, is 3 years?
It's a five. 5 year contract.
You better get a signed copy in hand.
Do we have a signed contract, Missy?
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
Okay.
And the bond thing came in. Yeah, I have all that.
He's got a performance bond too, right, with the bid. So that's the other issue.
Which
is he's got a performance
bond.
So if he fails to pick up garbage on Tuesday and just starts doing it, then we go to the next bidder, and then go to his bonding company to collect the difference.
Well, that's why Matt has asked me to present it to the board and get their, you know, get your opinions on the change of the dates.
Yeah.
So.
We're willing to negotiate it for a fee.
So I have a question. Like with the recyclables, and actually with the regular garbage, there are conditions under which they will not pick up bins. Like if they're, you know, open.
Exactly.
So are they now going to say, well, if there's a car in the way, we're not going to pick up this bin?
What have they been doing now? I mean, what's the current?
Well, the guys are on, they got two guys walking the street, they haul it out there and pick it up. Yeah.
But again, if they already had, there's already a sort of an agreement, or at least a practice, where if it's, if the thing is open, they just won't pick it up.
Right, and then what happens after they're done with their run, the driver and the guys have a list and they bring it in to me, and then we go tag all those buckets that didn't get picked up with a yellow tag saying you didn't get picked up because of, you know, this is the reason why you didn't get picked up.
What do you mean the bin?
There's not going to be much of that.
It's overfilled.
It's overfilled.
They're going to pick up whatever.
In other words, it can't be closed.
Right. So, but if they're going to...
It's going to be after Christmas, right?
If they're going to... But again, if they're going to refuse under those conditions, what's going to stop them from saying, look, there's a car in the way, our arm can't get it?
Yeah, that's a non-starter.
That's going to be non-acceptable.
Yeah.
Just saying, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know how they think they're going to do this. I live in a suburban street, you know, there aren't that many cars, it's all one, you know, they got the custom-made boxes or whatever they call it.
Well, these bins are made for that, too. It's not like they're going to have to put
the thing reaches over, dumps it up, drops it down.
And they
use Chatham Street, for example. How are they going to do it on Chatham Street? All the cars.
Or Alter REI, the terrace.
I have to discuss it with Matt.
Yeah.
And bring up the concerns that the board of...
Because a lot of other members of IRCSMA are towns, right? They probably don't have those issues, but we're densely... Are there, as Castleton?
They're out. Are they out now, or are they still in?
No, they're still in.
Huh. Yeah, so, but Castleton's pretty spread out. Right? Compared to Nassau, Castleton is like, you know, it's spread out.
What I see, they use that arm out in the country more so than they do in the cities. You know, well, they work according to the weather. When they have two or three guys on the truck rather than just one guy plus the driver, they want, if it's going to be rainy, they have two guys out there running around crazy to get it done. Snowstorm, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be a challenge. But I'll talk to Matt tomorrow and see what he thinks, and we have to, you know, I'll just have him, we'll try to get a hold of Bob and...
Yeah, if he wants to meet, let me know.
Yeah.
And, Christy, did you send, you got a copy of the contract?
I don't think, not a signed one.
You can send him over that,
I'll scan
you
one tomorrow.
Yeah, good to have it signed, then we can just say.
And then we can chat about it.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, I mean, we've always been told that Tuesday was an expensive day to have your garbage picked up. They could do it cheaper if they did it on Thursday. So the last two times around, we've always asked for an extra day, a different day. If you want to propose a different day for a different price, let us know what it is and we'll make that decision.
Yeah.
And neither time did anybody bite on that. So they've always been left on Tuesdays. But, you know, I'm still of the opinion that if you want, you know, you want to change the day, then that's a change in the contract, and it's subject to negotiation.
Because Thursday's in the, or Tuesday's in the contract, right?
Tuesday is in the contract.
It's always been our garbage day.
So. All right, you need anything else?
Not for me. Okay. I mean, I'll contact Matt tomorrow.
Anybody got anything they want to add? Okay. Code enforcement resumes.
Yes. We had one resume come in, and Bob and I sat down with him. Tracy Church, and he is interested in the position. So we can start January 1st if Everyone's in agreement.
So Tracy is a fully qualified building inspector and code enforcement officer. He has all his certifications. He is the building inspector and CEO in the town of Postonkill. Mm. Correct?
Yes.
He works part-time in East Greenbush.
For code.
For codes.
Mm-hmm.
And he, there was another place he worked part-time, wasn't there?
I think West Sand Lake, he fills in as needed.
Yeah, West Sand Lake, he works part-time, they call him in as needed, so. So we talked about it, and, you know, because he's doing code enforcement, you know, he can pop in and out at whenever he has time, as long as he does the, you know, comes through and does it. And he said he probably would be around on the weekends, like Saturdays would be a day that he would utilize. But, which I think is a good day to do that. But anyway, I told him what Craig used to work. Craig used to work around 20 to 25 hours every 2 weeks. Every 2 week pay period, or is it 20, whatever it was, 20, whatever his timesheet was.
Monthly.
And
monthly.
And he agreed that he could put that amount of time in. And he's got all of Craig's records. He's going through there to see where Craig left off and pick up from there. So I think he's a good candidate. I mean, well, he's the only candidate, but I think
yeah.
he's a good candidate. And he's willing to work for the same thing we were paying Craig. So that was good, too.
A young guy, older guy, or?
He's late 50s. He's trying to build some retirement with the state system.
Has a little common sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's been doing it for a while. Before that, he was a contractor. So, they know how it goes. But like I said, you know, I was very clear with him that he's being hired as a code enforcement guy, not a building inspector. So, our concerns and his evaluation is going to be based on code enforcement. So. Anyway, so, you know, I recommend also that we hire Tracy and, you know, for a January 1st start and we'll take it from there, see if it works. If it don't work out, we'll do something different.
Yep.
So, make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Julia, make a motion that we hire Tracy Church starting January 1. Rate of pay to be $10,000 annually, and you'll start on January 1, yes.
Who second that? I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Second? Charlie
sorry.
Seconds?
Yep.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Julia and Charlie. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, so the next item is the proposed laws 1 and 2. So this is the cannabis law, cannabis opt-out. So back in March, little history. Back in March, the legislature passed a law making the sale of marijuana and marijuana products legal in the state of New York for recreational purposes, and served the lead agency on the approving of dispensaries to distribute marijuana products. Also, they allow. There was a provision in the law to allow lounges, as they're called, where people can come and use marijuana or marijuana products on site at these facilities. So any village or any municipality, village, city, town, whatever, in the state of New York, had until December 31st to opt out of the provisions to allow these within your jurisdiction. And if you failed to do that, then you could not opt out at a future date. So what happened is after this, you know, we're in COVID and all that stuff, and after this happened, the governor, Governor Cuomo at the time, did absolutely nothing with it. And I, to be honest with you, I thought they were going to extend this because nothing had happened, extend the date. And, you know, when Governor Hochul came in, I thought we'd probably get some more time because there's no really regulations that have been generated as to how any of this stuff is going to work or what it's going to mean. But they did not do that. So if we do nothing and the end of the year goes by, then, you know, anyone that wants to open a lounge or a dispensary can do so within the village of Nassau, and there isn't anything that we can do about it other than zone it to a particular district like the business district. And that would be the extent of it. So I think, you know, it's important that we, you know, first off, get some input from the public. I mean, there's a lot of out there on what's going on with this. There's been several articles in the paper over the last couple of weeks. There's a lot of talk on the news and all that about different towns and things that are opting out or opting in or whatever. The downsides, of course, is that the way they look at it is if you do opt out of this, then you don't get the share in the sales tax revenue that's generated by the sale of marijuana products. But if you can opt out of one, and I guess you can opt out of the lounge and stay in the dispensary and still get the share in the sales tax part. So. But anyway, I think the first step is the two local laws that we have in front of you, and you know, I'll go through them, and we'll.
Which one do you want to be local law number one?
Well, it's the one that says local law number one.
Oh,
dispensary.
Yeah, I have them numbered.
Okay.
Local law number
That's
one.
Dispensaries. Okay.
Of the year 2021, a local law. Let me get up there so people can hear me. A local law opting out of cannabis dispensary sites in the village of Nassau as authorized under Cannabis Law Article 4. Be it enacted by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau as follows. 1. Section 1. Legislative intent. It is the intent of this local law to opt out of allowing cannabis dispensary sites in the village of Nassau that would otherwise be allowed under the Cannabis Law Article 4. Section 2, authority. This law is adopted pursuant to Cannabis Law Section 131, which expressly authorizes the village board to adopt a local law requesting the Cannabis Control Board to prohibit the establishment of cannabis dispensary licenses within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau, and it is subject to a permissive referendum, the procedure of which is governed by Municipal Home Rule Law Section 24. Section 3. Local opt-out. The Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau hereby opts out of allowing cannabis dispensary sites from being established and operated within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau. Section 4, severability. In any clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law or all application thereof to any person, firm, or corporation or circumstance shall be adjusted by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid or unconstitutional. Such order or judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but it shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law or its application to the person, individual, firm, or corporation or circumstance directly involved in the controversy in which such judgment or order shall be rendered. Section 5, permissive referendum on petition. This local law is subject to a referendum on petition in accordance with Cannabis Law Section 131 and the procedure outlined in Municipal Home Rule Law Section 24. Effective date, this law shall take effect immediately upon the filing in the office of the New York State Secretary of State.
Can I say two things? In Section 4, Line 2, it should be, shall be adjudicated, not adjusted. I'm sorry, I must have let that one go by.
All right. Which line are you in?
Severability, paragraph, Section 4, yeah. The last word on Line 2. If line any two. Clause, blah, 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 shall be not adjusted, means adjudicated by any court of competence. So if it's in this, if it's a mistake here, it's probably in this one too.
Yeah, you could just send me a new one.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
This is just a draft.
Okay.
We haven't had the public hearing yet.
Okay. All right. And the other thing is just so that, just tell people what happens. I think I sent everybody an email when I sent out this draft in the beginning. They got 30 days from adoption to file the petition. I think I sent you initially 45
of the
days.
Referendum. Right?
Referendum.
Yes.
They got to file a petition with, I forget how many voters, 5 or 10% of the.
Oh, I thought it said 30% of the voters.
But no, not 30, no, it's 5 or 10%. I don't think you're going to see it because people don't seem all that excited about this. But anyway,
really?
No.
I've been getting a lot of phone calls asking us what we're doing. I've been telling people already.
Well, these are
that
people
we're having
that have
a public
to protest.
Hearing.
In other words, they have to come out and say, I don't want this to be in the local law. So these are going to be the folks that are opposed to us. These people are going to be. We're opting out, so these are people that are going to be wanting to opt in. So I'm not sure that.
No, we'll see.
We'll see.
This is an they'll have an opportunity to be heard.
Okay.
All right. So, any questions on local law number one? And other than that, one change to adjudicated.
I have a question for Dave. If this was to be on local law number one, that the village opts in.
No, you don't opt in.
Yeah, we do nothing. We defeat this.
The default position. If we do nothing. Then the cannabis board can license dispensaries or on-site consumption.
Yeah, I realize that, but this is either all or nothing from now until eternity?
No. We can revoke this. At least some of the newspaper coverage, they talked to some officials and their attitude was, we don't know what's coming. Like Bob says, we don't know what the regs are. We don't know what it's going to be like. What's it going to live like?
Yeah.
So what some towns are, what some municipalities are doing, I think, is putting this in place, and then they're going to see how it happens. What does it look like? What does a cannabis lounge look like? Are there accidents occurring when people are driving home? That kind of stuff. So we can revoke this or change this. What this is, we filed this cop. After the permissive referendum period elapses, then we file this with the Secretary of State, just like any other law, but we also file it with the Cannabis Board so that they know that we've taken this step. And then people can't come here and set these facilities up. So if we change it or withdraw it, they'd be able to do that. We can overrule this in the future.
And if we do nothing, then like Dave says, if we're open. They can come in and do this and get licenses in the village of Nassau.
And we can never opt out.
And we can never opt out.
Yeah.
But if we do opt out, and at some point down the road decide that, maybe we want to allow this to happen within the village, we can opt back in.
Or allow one kind of thing. Just East Greenbush, I can tell you what they're going to do. They decided to let the dispensaries come in, the theory being, I think, that's going to be like a store where people come up and they don't consume on premises.
Right.
So they're going forward to seek to ban the licenses for the on-premises consumption sites because people are going to be on-premises consuming cannabis and,
So you're talking about the lounges, not the dispensaries?
In other words, I think the concern is with the lounges that there'll be people there.
Yep.
Consuming it, that's the point, that's why they're like bars. So, you go to any bar, take breathalyzers and people are leaving at 2 a.m, you'll find a certain number of intoxicated people, I would imagine. And
so,
same thing with these.
So, if the referendum, if we decide on 1222, I'm sure there's going to be people that are going to approach the board and say, well, what are all the rules and regulations? And we don't even know what the rules and regulations, right. They haven't been, if they've been established, they haven't been published. Mm. So how can the board make a sound decision if we don't even know what the controls are?
Yeah, well, I think that's an argument for banning them. In other words, if you don't, you're saying to me, like, this upsets me, or I'm concerned because I don't know what this is going to bring, that's an argument for saying no until we see what this actually brings and what it actually looks like. If people are unhappy with one or more, if you make the decision to do both or one or both of these pieces, it would have to be people that wanted these dispensaries to be licensed to come in. So that's the petition. That's the petition. People are not going to object to this. The people who would object to these local laws are the people who want to see either dispensaries or lounges, whatever you want to call them, to be
allowed,
authorized to be located in Nassau. That's the way it lines up.
And Dave,
do you think Barker would have a big thing to do with it? To have it in your backyard? I mean, traffic's so bad on Nassau right now, you can't get out on John Street. You know, you go try to get out there on John Street, you got a long wait.
I know, but there's still...
There's only a couple of buildings they could have it in the village, really.
Well, I'm sure of that, John, but, you know, as Dave, I mean, I'm even confused that if we get people that come in and they want to know, you know, the nuts and bolts of this thing, I mean, how is the board going to address the people? You know, well, it's got to be a certain size store. You can only have so much, you know, parking and all that. And but
we don't know yet. There's no.
But if there's no, I mean, I'd rather have some answers for the people.
I don't think you're going to have those answers. But I think if you don't have those answers, that's the answer. In other words, if people come in and say, well, how's this going to work? What's going to happen? You just say, I don't know. So that's why we're, you know, saying no until we see what it's going to look like.
Well, parking and stuff is still going to follow our zoning
parking, all
laws.
The other
I mean,
stuff.
We have zoning
words,
laws
all
for
the
those.
Sort of, this is directed at the fact of the establishment of one of these places. All the other stuff is still subject to our code and zoning enforcement.
Right.
You know, they're not going to be able to open up one of the residential.
Now, I had a question from someone the other day, and I didn't know the answer. Mm-hmm. What if we opt out and we don't get any stores in the village of Nassau? We opted out, but other stores in the county get opened.
Sure.
We also opted out of getting any of that sales tax money, right?
That's a choice. Mm-hmm. That's a choice, right.
So you still get the money?
No, you don't get the money.
You don't get the money.
Whether we have any stores
or not.
If
you opt out, you don't get the money.
You're not getting it now anyway.
Right, you're not getting it.
Right, but other people are going to get it.
Correct.
I mean, from all the people that didn't opt out are going to get the sales tax money, whether you have a store in your area or not.
Yeah. No.
We're still going to get some of the money.
No. You have to have a store in your area to get the money.
You get that piece.
Because you get the whatever proportion
of
the dispensaries.
A piece of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we don't, even if we allowed them, if no one actually comes here, we still don't get any money.
All right, that was my question.
Yeah.
We're not getting a piece of everybody's money?
Excuse me?
We're not getting a piece of everybody's money,
no,
even though we don't have a store?
It's just a municipality.
The county will get a piece
county-wise. So here's the thing. So there's going to be a whole bunch of tax from these sales that goes to the county. If we don't have any stores in Nassau, we won't get any proportion of that because they're going to say, well, you're not doing any of the sales. Why should you get tax? Why should you get the money?
Oh, and I thought somebody said it's if we opted out, we're not going to get any.
Yeah,
whether
correct.
We have a store or not, if we're in, we get some of the money.
No.
We're eligible.
So that's
not
true.
Eligible to get money
if somebody opens
if
a store.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a...
Well, I thought we were going to get some of their money.
Yeah, but no, but you don't have any opportunity if you opt out and never opt in, because you don't have a chance to get it.
Is there any way you can talk to anybody in Massachusetts? Does anybody know anybody over there? Knows what goes on over there? I heard they have a big, big crowd.
Just going to be.
They come through here too.
What kind of sales tax is going
to
be?
They come back to Albany.
Yeah, I've seen it in the literature. It's very highly taxed. And I think...
It's like 13%.
13%.
It's like 13%. I think the locality gets 4% or something like that, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's 9.
That's the split.
And I just can't believe they're going to break it down and only the people that have a store are going to get it.
Well, only the people that have a store are going to have the social cost of having a marijuana dispensary right in the middle of the community. I think that it's to encourage people to take these things, you know?
Yeah.
Put white lines on the...
Are you sure that, so that's clearly the way it is, is you have to, the only way you get any sales tax money is if you have it in your municipality?
Yeah, in other words, it's like you sell a car in your municipality, you know, you can get it, I don't know now, but it's just if you're selling any pieces stuff in your house, in your municipality, you get a share of that sales tax eventually.
But
if you don't have the facilities in your...
Right, but it's based on all the businesses. It's not like they break it down now, like the Village of Nassau only has 5 businesses, so we're only getting a certain percentage. Right now, we get it from all the whole county. It gets split.
Not to the village, not to the municipalities.
Not for marijuana, no, but I'm saying for businesses in general. We have businesses that we pay sales tax, so...
Right.
We're getting it. The whole county's dispersing it equally now.
There's a different formula.
Yeah.
So they're going to use a totally different formula and not give us anybody else's money.
I don't see that.
Well,
that's
fair.
Outrageous. In other words, you're a municipality. They want people that put these in the municipalities. If you put them in the municipalities,
then they're going to give you money.
If you decide you don't want it in your municipality, you don't get any of the money.
All right, so they're actually going to break it down.
Right, but now it's like you could decide that you'll let it come, but nobody wants to come.
Yeah, which is also possible. I don't know.
So now you don't get any money that way either.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what the economics of it are. Yeah. I don't know how many. When you drive across the border into Massachusetts, you know, you see these dispensaries or whatever. I don't know that I've seen the lounges, but I can't tell from the signs.
Mm-hmm. Lounges
but, you know, they're
sense.
Advertising.
Everybody can do it right in their own house.
You know, they're sort of nice looking stores, but.
Is there a number of dispensaries that a municipality can have?
No, I'm not aware of any limit whatsoever.
So they could, I mean, the Village of Nassau could have 1 or it could have 5.
Sure.
We can make our own local laws based on that too, right?
As long as it's in the business, I mean, the business section of the village. Okay.
Does the Village of Nassau get anything from cable TV, tax-wise?
Yes.
They do? Okay.
We get a franchise tax.
What was the franchise fee?
Which has been going down because everybody's getting rid of it.
But I haven't heard anything. You could ask up there.
But have you heard anything that what the town of Nassau is doing on this?
Their meeting's coming up. Dave actually called me yesterday and sent me an email yesterday asking what we were doing.
Oh.
I said, I'll
let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we got the email from Dave, I was reading about what other people are doing. And, I mean, a lot of the places, especially outside cities, basically, most places are opting out for both because they just don't know. The cities have a decision because they already know they're going to do this. So do they want to wait for the rules or they just want to do it? That's kind of like, they know. Rochester, Buffalo, I mean, they're not going to say no to these. They need the tax money. That's no doubt. But other places like our place, I mean, we need to know what this looks like, I think. I mean, I personally, you know, I have my opinions on these things and it would be nice to have the public's sort of take on this because, you know, we all have to live here and this is a big change, I think. If we don't even know what it looks like, I completely agree with Charlie. It's like impossible to make an affirmative decision on this. And, you know, so I mean, to me, the only logical decision really is no. However, if the village showed up here during our public hearing and said, we don't care, we want these things, then, I mean...
Maybe they'll do a smoking guy.
I have no idea what people are going to do.
If they don't make some rules on it, then we can make our own rules, can't we?
No.
I mean,
no, I don't.
No, they make.
They issued a license.
Yeah, they.
And they're going to make the rules.
Yeah. But we can always do a local law superseding anything the state says, as long as it makes it better.
Any local law superseding anything the state.
Just like the state liquor authority.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You can't say who can sell liquor and who can't. Only the state can.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
they're... Because we have others out there superseding what the state says, like the noise
law
and
like
stuff
preemption.
Like that.
In other words, it's coming from on high. They preempted the whole area of cannabis regulation, both medical and person, you know, recreational uses is what they call it.
You might want to keep it to the ground floor so you don't want somebody to think they can fly and jump off some building, you know what I mean?
So if
Well, it's not like that. People are smoking it now.
If we pop out, we can always
If anything, it's safer.
Go back in.
We can always go back in.
I mean, we don't know what the demand is going to be. It may be that in a small rural village, there's not a demand. I don't know, because I don't know. And it's going to depend on where the other stores are.
Okay. Let's face it, if they put one down next to Daisy's, nobody's going to want to buy one.
East Greenbush is going to, depending on what the public hearing is, I don't know what the board's going to do, but we're going to do the local law precluding, we're not even, we're doing one local law that's proposed, which is to preclude on-site consumption, lounges. The East Greenbush is not trying to preclude
dispensaries,
because, and that would be, you know, if you think about the 9 and 20 corridor coming in out of Rensselaer and East Greenbush, that kind of is a fit. So if you got a store or two there, are people going to, you know, come out to Nassau to open a separate store, you know, 6 miles down the road? I don't know how much there's going to be here anyway.
Right. Has Met been building in Nassau?
He has a building permit in.
Yeah, they're the housing unit, not a house. Business, a house.
The yellow house, where they got the three little businesses there?
No.
That's not in Nassau?
Oh, no. That's not the one on the other side.
That's in Skodak.
I thought you said it's Meppen building.
Yeah.
That's Skodak there, but I thought you asked if Meppen was building a home in Nassau. Yes, he has a building permit in for a home.
Corner of Lake and Elm.
He owns that.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
We'll see.
Okay, well, thanks for answering my questions. I have had people ask me that about the sales tax money.
I'll send you the revised.
I actually misunderstood.
I think when you're scheduling the hearings, I think it'd be a good idea to set the hearing for local law number 1 at 7 p.m. and the local law number 2 at 7:15 or something.
All right.
Like that.
Send it to the paper.
And I'll send that out to you. Now that I know, I'll redo the notice that I did. Because we have separate.
Well, meetings. I had to put this stuff in ahead of time, and I've already done it to post tomorrow because we had to have a certain time. So
yeah,
I didn't change. I just put seven.
I don't know what you put in your notice, okay? But when you do a notice about a local law, you got to give people some idea. I don't know what you put in. I'd be happy to look at it.
Okay.
It's fine. It's okay with me. But
yeah,
I just want to make sure that the notice tells people. You're supposed to give people reasonable notice about what you're doing, and that's what I'm doing in that notice. So I don't know what your notice is.
Where's my notice? Hold on. Oh, it's in the office.
All right. So while you're doing that, I'll read local law number 2.
Can we do one?
Yes,
separate?
I'm sorry, Dave. I did put 7:15.
Okay.
I put 7
okay.
and 7:15.
Well, I just read it. It's up there. We're not gonna vote on it tonight.
Right.
Right. You can't vote on it until you have your.
You have to have
I'm
heard.
Sorry. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to make
so
sure.
So local law number 2, year 2021. A local law opting out of the on-site cannabis consumption sites in the village of Nassau is authorized under the cannabis law article number 4. Be it enacted by the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau as follows. Legislative intent, section 1. It is the intent of this local law to opt out of allowing on-site cannabis consumption sites in the Village of Nassau that would otherwise be allowed under cannabis law article number 4. Section 2, authority. This local law is adopted pursuant to cannabis law section 131. Which expressly authorizes the Village Board to adopt a local law requesting the Cannabis Control Board to prohibit the establishment of on-site cannabis consumption licenses within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau and is subject to permissive referendum, the procedure of which is governed by Municipal Home Rule Law, Section 24. Section 3, Local Opt-Out, the Board of Trustees of the Village of Nassau hereby opts out of allowing on-site cannabis consumption sites from being established and operated within the village jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau or within the jurisdiction of the Village of Nassau. Section 4, severability. In any case, clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision or part of this local law or all of the application thereof to any person, firm or corporation or circumstance shall be adjudicated by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid or unconstitutional. Such order or judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law, or in its application to the person, individual, firm, or corporation, or circumstance directly involved in the controversy in which such judgment or order shall be rendered. Section 5, permissive referendum, referendum on a petition. This local law is subject to a referendum on petition in accordance with cannabis law section 131 and the procedural outline in municipal home rule section 24. Section 6, effective date, this law shall take effect immediately upon the filing of in the office of the New York State's Secretary of State. So this is the one for on-site consumption. So both of these, we have a public hearing set for December 22nd, meeting to follow to adopt the local laws.
This is anyway.
Somebody can smoke in their car and be legal, right?
Mm-hmm. No. Can't smoke in the car. Absolutely not.
You can't smoke in your car?
Private home. Can't even smoke it out in the streets. That's not what the law, at least that's what the law says.
What if they give you a cookie? And that's what I hear.
Brownies. All right, any other questions on the proposed local laws? So we're gonna meet here December 22nd, 7 o'clock. All right. Resolutions, so gonna set a public hearing for December 22nd, 2021 at 7 p.m. Proposed local law number 1 and 2.
Well, why don't you make it at 7 p.m. for proposed local law number 1 and 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have two separate notices.
All right.
I actually did them on the same notice, but I did put it for 7.
No, you gotta have. I'll resend you the notice. I really think it'd be important. I mean, I'll look at what you did, but no, just.
It's not my first big job.
The local 1, 7 p.m. Local 2.
Okay. Let me. I'll get that.
7:15.
Right,
Dave, so these were sent into the papers, is that what you're saying?
I had it listed for to meet the deadlines.
So they've already been sent in?
No, it's not posted yet. It should list for the 9th and the 10th.
Okay.
And you sent them ahead of time.
Yeah, let me.
Because it takes them so long to get back to you, I didn't want to miss our filing date.
Let me tune up what I did.
Okay.
I think we're just better off and we're more protected if we sent. I mean, I know it's wordy, but I sent you. Did everybody get that? I don't know if you saw. I sent another email today.
I didn't check my email.
No.
I sent one with proposed, and it's got some text for each one, and it's wordy, and it goes on and on for a little bit. But you're supposed to, in these things, tell them what they're doing, and it does. So I'll send that out again.
All right, so that one's not clear enough?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to tell them. You gave them the title. I get that, but I think people don't really understand it. So I think what I put out there sort of set it forth more clearly.
Okay.
But, there's no pride of authorship.
All right,
you're going to get that to me tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I think I copied you. I think it went out.
You may have it in your email now.
Yeah, you'll have it.
Maybe
I'll
now. It wasn't there at 11.
The correction. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so entertain a motion to set a public hearing for December 22nd, local law number 1 at 7 p.m., local law number 2 at 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
So, Julia, Charlie, questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Set a special meeting for December 22nd, 2021 at 7:30. For the proposed local laws 1 and 2 decision.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. So it's our turn this year to appoint a commissioner to the Nassau Fire District. I've spoken with Matt Cooper. Matt is currently the chairman of the Board of Directors for Board of Fire Commissioners. He's been on the board since its inception, and he asked to continue in that capacity. So I'd like to make a motion that we continue, appoint Matt to the Board of Fire Commissioners for the next term. Get a second?
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see, so, approve the standard workday resolution, so.
Just a regular one.
That's the one we have every year, right?
We have to approve it every time that we have a new appointee people, and since I'm trying to submit Julia's calendar, you have to have this posted for 30 days and filed with the.
All right, so we want to make a motion to approve the Village of Nassau standard workday required by the Office of the State Controller as follows. Highway workers, water personnel, police officers at 8 hours per day, clerk, deputy clerk, court clerk, treasurer, 6 hours per day, elected officials, including mayor, trustees, and judges, 6 hours per day.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Anything, John, before we pay the bills?
Nope.
John, can you ask that question about if you can smoke marijuana in cars? Can you say that again?
Can you smoke marijuana in cars?
So according to the law, the state law allows public consumption anywhere. Wanted to make sure this is understood. Anywhere that smoking tobacco is permitted. However, state agencies and localities can more strictly regulate smoking in public pursuant to Article 13E of the Public Health Law. So, our village does not allow smoking in the parks, for example.
It can be. And not in public, you're going down the road, you're home.
I'm trying to help clarify some things. So we can, regardless of what we do with these dispensary things, we can regulate the use of marijuana in the village in that sense. So even though it's allowed to, you know, according to this law, right now you cannot smoke marijuana or use marijuana in the parks here because we've already outlawed smoking in the parks. So okay. I'm just saying, so it's not like a free for all. They've allowed some, you know, local regulation. And I think that's good. I mean, we don't.
But technically, if a guy's walking down the street, because well, you allow people to walk on the sidewalk and smoke cigarettes.
There are places that have outlawed public smoking too.
Yeah. They won't smoke it on the bike trail because they'll burn it up too quick.
Anyway, so there is some ability to do that. In a car though, I think you're gonna, you know, that's different.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, John, for re-asking that question.
All right.
Step up on the before the bills, are there going to be any restrictions at these public hearings?
Yes, we ask that people reserve a chair because we only have 9 chairs or whatever's there.
Okay.
And we offer to allow them to respond or be heard by email, via email, or written correspondence. If they can't, if, you know, if they don't want to be coming in person or there's not enough room, so that's it.
Yeah, I put all persons interested shall have the opportunity to be heard. However, due to COVID restrictions, seating is limited to 9 individuals at the hearing. If you would like to attend in person, please call to reserve your seat. Written comments may also be submitted to the clerk in advance until December 22nd, 11 o'clock.
So when I send you my version, you can change that language because it's kind of in there, but I don't have your additional stuff that you just laid out. So I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you in Word and you can just change it around.
All right, we need to get that done tomorrow morning.
I will.
All right. Anything else before we close out? All right. Bills number 205 through 226 in the amount of $40,684.23 in the general fund and $43,781.40 in the water fund and $4,528.86 paid out of abstract, outside abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Take a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second.
Second.
Julia. Okay, we're done. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Don't forget about the tree lighting.
Don't forget the tree lighting Saturday.
Saturday. Bye.